In this video, we are going to begin topic 2 by looking at the biblical vision for local chaplain ministry through the life and example of Jesus. If you want to understand chaplain ministry in a deeply Christian way, you must begin with Christ. Jesus did not build his ministry around distance from people. He came near. He entered real human need. He walked among the sick, the grieving, the confused, the ashamed, the fearful, the lonely, and the overlooked. He was not afraid of human pain. He was not irritated by weakness. He was not too busy to notice suffering. Again and again, Scripture shows him responding with compassion, truth, presence, and power. That matters for chaplain ministry. A chaplain is not the Savior. A chaplain cannot fix every problem. A chaplain is not Christ. But chaplain ministry should reflect the heart of Christ. It should carry something of his nearness, his compassion, his dignity-giving presence, and his willingness to enter hard places without panic, pride, or avoidance. Jesus saw people. That sounds simple, but it is not small. When the crowds were harassed and helpless, he saw them as sheep without a shepherd. When a widow had lost her only son, he saw her grief. When blind men cried out, he heard them. When Martha and Mary grieved Lazarus, Jesus entered that sorrow so deeply that he wept. This is part of the ministry of presence. Presence is not doing nothing. Presence is bringing your whole, grounded, prayerful self into another person's moment of need. A chaplain often serves in places where the first need is not a speech, an argument, or a quick answer. The first need is often presence shaped by love, steadiness, and attentiveness. Someone is hurting. Someone is afraid. Someone is alone. Someone is asking where God is. Someone has just received devastating news. In that moment, ministry begins by showing up well. Jesus did this beautifully. He brought truth and compassion together. He did not flatten people into categories. He treated them as image bearers in real need. But the presence of Jesus was never vague. He was compassionate, but he was not aimless. He had purpose. He had identity. He had a mission from the Father. That matters too. Biblical presence is more than availability. It is faithful, purposeful nearness. It is presence rooted in love, shaped by wisdom, and aligned with God's calling. From the organic human's perspective, people are embodied souls. They do not suffer only in abstract spiritual ways. They suffer in bodies, relationships, memories, fears, families, and daily realities. Jesus ministered to whole persons. Chaplain ministry should do the same. From a ministry sciences perspective, presence also matters because human beings are shaped by settings and relationships. Crisis in a hospital room feels different from loneliness in a home. Grief after a funeral feels different from fear after an arrest or a diagnosis. People need care that is attentive to context. Jesus also reminds us that compassion is not weakness. He came near without losing clarity. He was tender without becoming confused. He loved without surrendering his mission. That is an important lesson for chaplains. You are called to be present, but not swallowed by every need. You are called to care, but not to overreach. You are called to serve, but not to become the answer to everything. The ministry of presence is holy work. It means you listen carefully, you pray sincerely, you speak gently, you remain calm, you notice pain without performing, you bring scripture wisely, you honor dignity. You do not rush, you do not dominate, you do not disappear, you stay present in a Christ-shaped way. Jesus and the ministry of presence show us that chaplain ministry begins not with grand plans, but with Christ-like nearness in real human need. That is where biblical, local chaplain ministry starts.